This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
It's your girl Crystal, and I'm here today reporting live, actually, from a road trip. But I just wanted to come to y'all to let y'all know that we appreciate y'all. We love y'all. Thank y'all for rocking with us. Today we have something special. We're gonna do the top five funniest moments of season one of the Next Level Living podcast. So let us know how you like it. Comment below, and we are looking forward to hearing from y'all. Talk to y'all soon. Bye.
Number five.
Dedication's gonna run out. But if I'm a tag team, let me tag in commitment. Let me tag in consistency, the CCs. Then I brought in them double Ds. Let me tag in dedication. Let me tag in discipline. And we came in, and I'm sitting here juggling both them things. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, what we going to do whatever we got to do, you know what I'm saying, to make sure that we make the impact that we supposed to make. And that's exactly what we did. And y'all are ignorant. I just have to say that. So yeah. So for real, because I'm in the ring. Like, I'm literally in the ring fighting average, and I'm seeing the doubles, like the CC. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm seeing consistency. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing inconsistency. I'm seeing commitment. Like, I gotta show up to fight them things. You know what I'm saying? And average is attacking. Listen to me, bro. Like, average is literally like, and you know why we call the podcast the Next Level Living Podcast? It's because we are all striving to live life on the next level. Meaning, next level living is the constant pursuit to be everything that God has called us to be. We're all looking for that next level, right? And so if we're looking for the next level, that means we don't want to stay average. We don't want to stay stagnant. That's why I gave the analogy like, yo, we in a ring, like a wrestling ring, and then you got to tag in. When motivation runs out, I tag in the double Ds, dedication and discipline. And I'm sitting here working with both of them to fight that average, you know what I'm saying, so I can be what I'm supposed to be.
Number four.
There was a situation that happened. We have several, was it in a group text? We have several group texts and with the different companies we have. Ain't that kind of weird? That's kind of cool. Some people be having like emails. We be handling business. We just put stuff in group text.
Because everybody has an iPhone.
Facts.
Ooh, almost level. Everybody.
Gold in the house. You know what I'm saying? So we do, we send different messages. And you know, sometimes things can get misconstrued in the text. Uh-huh. And so one of our team members with one of our companies I reached out to and was asking a question. And they gave me an answer, but it wasn't the full answer. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like, so, you know, I'm a follow up. And so I saw that. And so I was just kind of like, okay, but what about this right here? And so they copied and pasted the message and sent it again. And how I read it was, I told you, let me say this again, in case you didn't get it, what I said, let me repeat myself. That's how I received it. And so I'm looking like, did you just copy and paste this message? So I sent another message back in, which is like, I saw it. I saw your message. What I'm asking is this. And then in my spirit was off.
You got angry.
Because I'm like, yo, I didn't get
you
angry.
You got frustrated.
Because I'm in a different season now. Mm. But I was just like.
From yesterday.
Yes!
Hello, God. Yes. I'm calling.
Three-way me and Mike.
Jeremy, too, because he's on the main line. He need to tell you what he wants.
Yeah, let me tell you what I want.
Go ahead.
Tracy, just tone it down a little bit. Just for me.
Hey, God, you still love us? All right, we're going to call you
just
back.
Just a little bit. I'll call you back.
Number three.
You said the first step is to acknowledge why it hurt you.
Why, mm-hmm. why it hurt you.
Yeah.
And it's like you were, yeah, you were embarrassed. You went from being at the top to being a scrub again. To being hazed. And it's like...
Low key. To cause it for a scrub.
And that's for me.
Because that's how he saw you.
He's like... Yeah. He said,
right. All right, I'm a scrub now. I don't want no scrub. Scrub is a guy that can't
you
get no
me.
Love from me. Okay. Back to TLC real
right.
quick.
That's
like, I'm in the passenger side of my best friend's ride. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to holler at you, a scrub.
Nah, not that type of scrub.
Number two.
This out for real.
Okay.
Biggie and Mace said, more money, more problems.
Sis, I know the yeah. real.
If I title this podcast, I will call this More Money, Less Problems.
Okay. Mm. Why?
Well, because my man was like, yo, money, the root of our evil. I don't care about the money. I want to just speak. I'm like, for one, bro, you don't even know what you're talking about. You probably.
He's broke.
Facts.
God
facts.
Bless you, though.
Yeah,
you know
facts.
What I'm saying? Like,
but
whenever you're that passionate, from one, right. I'm telling you right now, whenever
like
you're,
person,
that, whenever you're that so set on something, you've never felt the other side of it.
Right.
Like you've never felt the side of that's evil.
Or to the person that, you know, just maybe out of a relationship, got their heart broke. I don't want to be one of the, I want to be single. I want to be all bad by myself.
Right.
You're just saying that because you got your heart broke. Like
right.
you really probably do want to be married one day.
Right.
Wait, but anyway, hold on.
Before you even spiral.
That's a whole nother situation. That's a whole nother conversation.
It is.
I can see both sides to that other comment. But,
right.
But
so I don't want to go down
saying.
The rabbit hole.
Well, what
saying.
About people that say sex is bad? You know? It's like, I'm just saying, like, in the right context, it can be amazing
so,
thing, right?
And I really believe my man love God.
Yeah, I didn't care about my statement. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to keep it forward.
Now, go ahead. No, I felt that spirit. It blew right past me. Put the windows down.
But see, now you gravitize.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? You gravitize. Gravitize ain't really a word.
Nope.
Gravitated it. What's
yep.
the word I'm looking
you've
for?
Elevated. Well,
you magnified
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you've magnified.
Oh, you were trying to say a real word. No. We're not going to do that this moment. Oh, we are not.
Hey, so look.
Jay had the straight face and everything.
So
I never heard of the word, but Jeremy's intelligent and I trust him. He's
hey,
my leader.
Everybody had their little
that's my leader and I'm going to stand beside him.
Yeah, I mean, after you shout, after you call me out.
Gravitational pool, I didn't know what he was talking about. Yeah. But hey, that's Jeremy. I'm rocking with him. That's my coach.
Okay, come on.
Gravitas.
You ready? You ready to get back? Let me know when you're ready.
And number one.
So 40. But yes, it is a rare occasion that you'll see me on camera. Very rare.
But y'all gonna see. Hey, okay. This is what y'all need. I need y'all, if y'all give comments, I ain't gonna lie. If they write into the show, you know what I'm saying? If they give comments, y'all comment on the page that y'all really felt. Tracy, you know what I'm saying? Subscribe on YouTube, like give them little comments. That might move the needle, Crystal. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
True.
We give the people what they want. You feel me?
Because I know she got a lot to say. She just be like, let me just keep it to myself for now, but I want to hear some of that.
I'm not going to say Tracy has a lot to say. I just think that everything she says is important. Like, when you know the people that don't speak often, so every time they say something, they mean something when they talk.
It's profound, yeah.
Like, not Jeremy. I'll just use myself, for example.
When we talk, bro, we
fillers. You know what I'm saying? Like, we love people.
Yeah.
So we gonna gas you up. We gonna juice it up.
Hold on. What did I tell at that picture that Mike looked like in that picture?
This ain't the time. Oh, no, we're not doing that.
Time.
Oh, we ain't doing that.
That was a good comment. Who did I say that he looked like?
The dude from Power?
Amari Hartwick.
Amari Hartwick.
Right, she ain't no way you said that.
Who was it?
Amari Hartwick.
She said I look like Ghost?
Bro, when she said that, I was just like...
I said, tell Mike right now.
Bro, when she say that, Tracy, listen to me. I'm going to have to graduate about them sevens, big dog.
You know?
Okay? Mike, Mike's going to turn his tassels from a seven
said,
to an eight
I'm
and a half,
certified
big dog.
Eight.
Listen.
You stupid.
Oh,
dog.
I'm about to get rid of this belly fat. Y'all wild. If
dog.
I got ghosts anywhere in my
Amari.
System...
Amari.
I'm not. Oh, I'm
I remember
not,
that.
Oh, I'm not Ooh. Going.
I remember that.
Oh.
Ain't no cap.
Oh.
No cap.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
it was
say,
either
say
him
less.
Or Forrest
I ain't taking
Whitaker.
This Tupperware to the kingdom.
<ain't taking>
say less.
You said who?
Not Forrest Whitaker.
Okay.
What? Did you, okay. While we laughing, let me tell
she
you the
took
shade.
It back that
shade.
Quick.
Why
no,
would you do
he
that?
He took it back. Which Jay, I just repeated it. Which I got, I wasn't quite understanding.
I said not. I said not Forrest Whitaker.
She said Omari. Yeah. And then he went to saying
he said not Forrest Whitaker.
This dude said I had a glass eye, like, man. This dude tripping,
for one,
bro.
Forrest is the OG. All right, so seriously.
He is.